History is the words we hand down, recorded for posterity, but it's also the pictures that tell the powerful stories of the past. And now a new photo exhibit documents a crucial period in the civil rights movement of the 1960s through the works of 9 photographers. David C. Barnett of Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream reports on the power that pictures can have in helping write history.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little
Martin Luther King Jr. led about 25,000 people into Montgomery, Alabama in March of 1965 to promote voter rights. State officials were trying to suppress the African-American vote by making it difficult to register. Historian Leslie Kellen says a rigged literacy test often made it impossible.
The white people who also took the literacy test were almost always passed, and about 98% of the black people failed.
Kellen is executive director of the Center for Documentary Expression and Art. The Salt Lake City Group has organized a traveling photo exhibition about that voting rights march and other civil rights events of the mid-1960s. Currently on display at Cleveland's Maltz Museum of Jewish Heritage, the exhibition gives a behind-the-scenes look at everything from quiet moments to police attacking demonstrators. Such clashes in Birmingham and Selma bring back many memories to 81-year-old Otis Moss Jr. He marched with King and for 33 years was pastor of Cleveland's Olivet Institutional Baptist Church. Reverend Moss says news photography became a secret weapon for the movement.
Within the civil rights community was a sense that now all of America and the world can see what we have been experiencing for decades. Here is the undeniable recording of human brutality that many people believed never happened. The picture becomes a message.
Visual editor David Kordowski has spent more than 30 years thinking about the power of images and how best to use them in print.
I think that a photographer's role is to take people where they can't go. In this particular case, there is a large swath of America that just didn't know, never really been covered before in such a way. And to get there and have a front row seat to history brought there in the power of a still frame is just an absolute remarkable feat.
These pictures of protests and violent confrontations between citizens and police are part of America's historical record. Maltz Museum Executive Director Ellen Rudolph says some of the events of 50 years ago, documented in photography, are starting to have a familiar ring.
We can't look at these images without thinking about what's happening today, and we wanted to incorporate that and allow people to make some connections from this history to today.
Like the image captured by a security camera documenting the shooting of Tamir Rice on Cleveland's West Side in November 2014.
It then shows the right hand of Tamir Rice in front of the body, right arm moves to the waist, and you see his jacket moving up.
Such scenes helped rekindle a national discussion about race and justice in the same way that some of these photos on display at the Maltz Museum did 50 years ago. As he walks through the gallery, one of the images seems to catch Otis Moss by surprise. It shows a middle-aged woman with glasses teaching an older man in a suit and tie how to sign his name on a sheet of paper. Her hand gently guides his across the page.
It inspires me beyond description to see this scene.
Moss recognizes this teacher as an activist named Septima Clark. A little-known figure in the Southern Civil Rights Movement, Clark risked her life to run citizenship workshops. Her patient instruction and her pupil's determined look offer the viewer a lesson that would be hard to explain in a textbook.
She is giving literacy instruction, preparing this individual to write his name in order that he will be able to register and vote. There is a volume of history tied into this one photograph.
Such images have the power to tell us stories about ourselves and others in a way that words can't always capture. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.